Take your Bibles, if you would, this morning, and turn to Psalm chapter number 91. Psalm 91, one of the great psalms in the Bible. And want to draw our attention to this truth this morning out of Psalm 91. And one missionary family said during the Boxer Rebellion, they were missionaries in China at the turn of the century. One missionary family said this, that they literally would have lost their minds had it not been for the help and strength of the 91st Psalm. Or in other words, during their hour of difficulty and trial, they turned to Psalm chapter 91. And so, yet, this psalm is interesting because this psalm is quoted by the devil. When Jesus was tempted, the devil quoted part of Psalm chapter 91. He quoted verses 11 and 12. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee upon in their hands, up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. And of course, Satan twists Scripture and uses Scripture against us and tried to twist that Scripture to get Jesus to do something that was not the will of God. But in contrast to that, Psalm 91 is chucked full of things that ought to help the Christian to react differently in a troubled time. Last week, we looked at why the believer can be different in a time like what we're facing right now. Because God's promise of unchanging love, that ought to be a great comfort to the believer. Because of the presence of the Comforter, we have the Comforter that lives within. Because of the provision of the Father, God takes care of His own children, as we learned in Matthew chapter 6. And because of the peace of the Savior, God gives a peace, as we looked at. This morning, I want you to see that you have something else to run to in a time of uncertainty. And that is the secret place. The vital retreat to the secret place. The psalmist said in Psalm 71, verse 3, "Be thou my strong habitation, whereunto I may continually resort." There is a place that we can run, and we can run continually. We can run repeatedly. We can run daily. In fact, we can run to it multiple times during a day. It's known as the secret place. It's the key to handling all the twists and turns of life. It's crucial to having faith and hope and comfort each day. It's fundamental to being strong and steadfast. This morning I want to describe for you what your secret place should look like. Dear Christian, this is right for you. It's right from the Bible. It's right from the Holy Spirit. It's intended to get to your heart. It's intended to motivate you to spend time in the secret place. Number one, if you're taking notes in your home this morning or here, it ought to be a place of priority. Look at verse number one, Psalm 91, verse number one now. "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." I'm not teaching anything new this morning. There's anything new under the sun, as Brother Peter's already has reminded us of. But he dwelleth. Notice, he that dwelleth in the secret place. It means to sit down. It means to take time with. It means to leave everything else and relax in God's presence. You know, I can dwell with others. I can dwell on email. I can dwell on fears. I can abide in social media. I can inhabit the news. I can abide with uncertainty. Or I can dwell with the Most High. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. To sit down with God means to put all else aside. The secret place is often neglected in a busy world. We substitute things and people and tasks and ideas and work for the secret place. But I think the secret place is vital to the believer's life. It ought to be priority. In fact, in a day like today, it ought to deepen in our lives, the secret place. It ought to be where we spend a little extra time with the Lord. in the secret place. It ought to be the priority. Of course, Friday was prayer and fasting day, as we announced to the church on Wednesday night, and a number of people gave themselves to that. But I found throughout the week, of course, in leadership and trying to prepare for the future, you try to stay up on things, and so you're looking at the news, and Friday I just fasted on all that. And boy, it was a precious time with the Lord. And God is waiting for you to meet Him in the secret place. Dwelling is different from visiting or passing through. In our day of age of microwave Christianity, no one seems to want to dwell. Everyone wants to just come in and get whatever they can and go. It's funny, some churches are having drive-through services or drive-by or those kinds of things. And nothing wrong with that. I'm not criticizing that here. I am saying this, that it is vital to your spiritual life to retreat to the secret place. Certainly, our government officials have requested that we spend much time at home, and God gives us even more specific instruction regarding that time. And that is, spend time in the secret place with God. Abide there. Don't make your secret place a drive-through. Park yourself with God and His Word. Increase your time there in these days. Make the Lord your habitation today. Make it a place of priority. Number two, it ought to be a place of praise. Not only a place of priority, but your secret place and my secret place ought to be a place of praise. You've heard this many times. Praise is so vital to our perspective. A new perspective allows you to see things differently and will cause you to notice something that you may not have noticed before. I don't know if you've ever done a word puzzle where they've put three or four images on a page and they've changed just a few things and you compare them to find out what's different or what's left out. And you're looking at this page and you're trying to see, okay, what's different over here from this picture that looks exactly the same as this picture. You're trying to get perspective. A new perspective will help you to remember the promises of God that are over your life. A new perspective of praise will cause you to be more aware of the Lord in your life. In this passage of Scripture, Psalm 91, the psalmist points out, I counted at least six different names of God in praising Him in the secret place. Number one, the Most High. Verse number one, He's supreme. He's supreme over all. He's in control, but He's above all. He's Most High. Number two, He's Almighty. Shall dwell under the shadow of the Almighty. What's that saying? There's nothing too hard for God. There's nothing that threatens God's power. There's nothing that threatens God's promises. God doesn't look at the promises that He's made to His children and say, uh-oh, the world changed. I don't know if I'm going to be able to keep my promises. God is Almighty, the second name. Third, He is my refuge. Later in the passage, He is my refuge. He's a shelter. He's my fortress. He's a castle. He's a defense. He's my God. I am so glad that I don't have to worship a dead God today. I am glad that our God is living and He is my God. He is personal. For you, Christian, He is your God and my God. He is the Lord in this passage. He is Jehovah. If you look that up, it means He's self-existent. God never has anybody, He doesn't have any needs that somebody else has to provide for Him. Isn't that comforting? That God is self-existent? And if God is self-existent and can supply and take care of Himself and meet all of, if He has needs, He certainly can meet our needs. He is Lord Jehovah. A new perspective will elevate your faith because He is your refuge. That's why praise ought to be a part of your secret place. Because often when we go into the secret place, we go in with concerns, and we go in with cares, and we go in with problems. But when we come out of the secret place, if praise has been a part of our secret place, we come out with a new perspective. We come out with a new confidence in God. We come out with our faith bolstered when we have retreated to the secret place and made it a time of praise. Thirdly, it is a place of promise. It is a place of promise. It is a place of priority. It is a place of not only priority, it ought to be a place of praise, but thirdly, it is a place of promise. As with many passages and verses in the Bible, you cannot claim the promise unless you meet the right requirements. There are conditional and there are unconditional promises of God found in the Bible. Most of the promises that are conditional begin with the word if. If we confess our sins, then He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. There's a promise there. If I confess and agree with God, then God is faithful to forgive my sins. How often, preacher? Every time. I don't know if you remember the choir song they sang the other week, but they sang a song about that. It's been in my heart. If we confess our sins, He is faithful to forgive. Here in Psalm 91, verse 1 is the foundation for the rest of the chapter. If you live out verse number 1, then the rest of the psalm is yours. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Look at these verses now. Look at these promises that the psalmist rests in, cuddles up in, so to speak. I don't know about you, but in the wintertime, I get cold. And on the back of my recliner, my wife got me an electric blanket that I just hit this little thing and crank it up to high, and it brings warmth. You know, when you haven't been with the Lord, it's not so warm. You're not so quick to wrap yourself up in His promises. But when you've been to the secret place, it's as though you have warmth again. The Bible describes it in this passage that you're under the feathers of the Lord. There is warmth. There is a reassurance. There are promises for the person that retreats to the secret place. Notice verse number 3. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the what? Noisome pestilence. Pestilence, as I explained last week, is a word in the Bible for diseases. And it's interesting that the psalmist here connects the word noisome to pestilence. A lot of noise with pestilence. You sense that? You look on the news, hardly any other stories on the news right now. Every headline has something to do with the pestilence, with the coronavirus. Noisome. But what's the Bible say? He that dwelleth in the secret place. You know what the secret place does? It gets you away from the noise. But it also gives promises. The psalmist walked out, surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. Verse number 4, look at this promise. He shall, here's a promise, cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Notice in verse number 10, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh to thy dwelling. For He shall give His angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder. The young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. I don't know about you, but I wouldn't normally be excited about being with a lion. But here the psalmist is saying, hey, whatever comes your way, you have the Lord that's going to keep you. Pestilences and diseases are masked in mystery as to their causes and to their cure. Certainly, we've experienced that in the past number of days. They often march on, are unseen of men. They slay with hidden weapons, like an enemy stabbing in the dark. Yet those who dwell in God and with God are not to be afraid of it. Look at verse number 5, Psalm 91, verse number 5. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror or the sudden alarm here by night, nor for the arrow, the result of a wound that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth, means to swell up, means to devastate at noonday. Wait, thou shalt not be afraid of those things. Thou shalt not be, not, folks, we don't have to live in fear. And let me tell you what will really, really cause your fears to exit. And that is getting to the secret place. The secret place is where you sense the covering of the feathers of the Almighty. None can promise themselves freedom from it for an hour in any place in the infected city, speaking of a pestilence. It enters a house, men know not how, and its breath is very mortal. Yet those choice souls who dwell with God shall live above fear. That's the secret place, the result of the secret place. Look at Psalm 91, verse 7. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right side, but it shall not come nigh thee. Famine may starve, bloody wars may devour, earthquakes may overturn, and tempest may smite. But amid all, the man who has sought the mercy seat, that is, you've been with God, is sheltered beneath the wings which overshadow him, shall abide in perfect peace. Remember the voice which said, thou shalt not fear, in verse number 5, is the voice of God himself. He hereby pledges his word to us. Notice in verse number 14, because he has set his love upon me. Who's setting his love upon him? The Christian, the child of God that goes to the secret place. That's the person that sets his love upon Christ. Therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, meaning I will defend and make him inaccessible because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. Your focus this morning needs to be on dwelling in the secret place, the vital retreat of the secret place. Sir, your focus needs to be on making God your habitation that you continually resort to. While we have been studying the I wills that we make to God on Wednesday nights, there are 7 different I wills in Psalm 91 that God makes to the person that dwells in the secret place. He says, I will deliver him in verse 14. He says, I will set him on high in verse number 14. He says in verse number 15, I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him in verse number 15. With long life will I satisfy him. I will show him my salvation. God says, listen, if you'll spend time with me, this is what I'll bring to your life. Dwelling in the secret place. Why should I, preacher? Because it's the place of praise. It's a good place to praise God. It's to be a place of priority. It's to be a place of promise. It's the place where you may begin as fearful, but you will come out in faith. It must be your priority. The secret place also is a place that should be an expression of your commitments to God. I put it, if you want to keep with the P's in your notes, it ought to be a place of pledge or pledges or commitments that we make to God. When you are faithful to the secret place, it communicates to God that you have set him as your love. The greatest expression of love that anyone can give to someone else is a little 4-letter word called time. God wants time with you. God loves to be loved. Do you like to be loved? You know, we're made in the image of God. God likes to be loved. God's love loves to know that he is important to you. Your secret place is vital because it is showing your commitment to set your love upon God. Because in verse 14, he has set his love. If you look up that word and study that word, it means to cling. It means to delight in. It means, God, that I want to be with you. Oh, that's a wonderful thing to communicate to our great God. God loves to hear us say, I will trust. Look at verse number 2, if you will. Here the psalmist made a pledge to the Lord. He made a commitment to the Lord. He announced something to the Lord. In verse number 2, he said, I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In Him will I trust. Oh, God said, 7 things I will do for you. Those that come to the secret place, those that meet me in the secret place, I will deliver, I will answer, and so on. But here the psalmist says, I'm coming to you, Lord, and I'm letting you know that I will trust you. I will trust you. I wonder if you said that to the Lord this week. Wonder, in your time with the Lord, have you verbalized to the Lord and say, Lord, I trust you today for my needs. I trust you for my health. I trust you, Lord, for the welfare of my family. Maybe you have family members that are across the world or even across, you're distanced from them in the States. They live in another state or another city. Lord, I trust you with them today. You know what? God loves to hear those words. I trust you. Lord, I trust you. The psalmist made that commitment. You say, what else is true about the secret place, preacher? We can make pledges. It's a place of praise. It's certainly a place of priority. What else? It's a place of protection. It's a place of protection. Psalm 91, verse number 4. If you look at this as we finish up the Sunday school hour this morning, the Bible says, He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. That particular phrase throughout the whole psalm, that particular phrase jumped off the page at me. His truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. What happens in the secret place? What happens in the secret place is you get out the Word of God and you read it, you study it, and you allow God's Spirit to minister to your heart. And truth is an important piece of protection. In fact, if you remember in Ephesians chapter number 6, where the Bible's talking about the whole armor of God, the first thing that the Bible gives as a piece of the armor is to have your loins girt about with truth. Truth is my shield and my buckler. The word shield here in verse number 4 is that which is sharp that may keep the enemy away. It means something that is even prickly that would cause the enemy to stay away. Brethren, there's a lot being said every day today. That's true before all of this blew up. There's all kinds of stuff out there that people say, all kinds of theories, all kinds of thoughts, all kinds of opinions, all kinds of solutions, all kinds of people saying what's on their mind. But truth in your life is a protection. There's one place that you can go to for truth and know that it's truth. That is the Word of God. Biblical truth contains promises for all times and circumstances, and these will be fulfilled to him that trusts in the Lord. The word buckler here is a word that means to have a spear out in front of you, and that is protection. Truth acts as a spear in front of us. Now watch this. In times where things are uncertain, what happens to run wild? Our thoughts, don't they? Our thoughts tend to get into all kinds of imaginations. And 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse number 5 says this, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing every thought into captivity. What does that mean? Bring it to captivity. It means to bring it to spear point. What is our spear point? Truth. Biblical truth. And so as your mind may develop thoughts of things that you don't know are going to happen, you don't know is truthful or not, you heard this from somebody else, what do we need in our lives? We need truth. We need the secret place because in the secret place, my mind is run to truth. And that truth then becomes a spear point to all kinds of imaginations and things. I filter everything through the words that God gave me by His Spirit in the Word of God. His truth shall be our shield and our buckler. May you get to the secret place so that your mind every day is renewed in truth. It's protection for you. God set it up that way. He that dwelleth in the secret place, that truth shall be a shield and a buckler to you, to your mind. I want to say this as we close out the message this morning. May I urge every child of God to develop and to deepen and to sustain and to abide in the secret place. May I urge you to renew your daily commitment to the secret place. May you be convinced by the Spirit of God this morning of this priority. It ought to be a place of priority. It ought to be a place of praise. It is a place of promises. It ought to be a place of pledges where you make commitments to God, simple commitments like, Lord, I trust you today. And it is a place of protection. The vital retreat to the secret place.